meter race, so not quite a 2 mile event there, but that is an opportunity there to see how the Japanese are going as they head towards our spring carnival.
Yeah, that race this afternoon at 4:40 from Hanshin Racetrack in Japan. Thank you very much, Trent. We'll catch you on Tab Talk next Sunday.
No worries. Thanks, Simon.
It's up past 10. You are listening to Sky Sports Radio. We've got a huge 11 race card at Tabcorp Park Menangle this afternoon featuring 7 Group 1s. Let's get the late mail and Fred Hastings. Good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Hello, everybody. What a cracking morning it is. It's been very chilly. Sydney's awoken to its coldest winter's morning in some time, certainly for this particular year. But where I live out in the Hawkesbury, -1.5 to 2, and certainly plenty of heavy frost. But it's the cloud's gone, the sun's poking through, and we've got a lovely morning. And hopefully that'll translate into a lovely afternoon for the bulk of the action here at headquarters this afternoon as we take care of the 6 Group 1 age finals for the Breeders' Challenge and, of course, the Len Smith Mile. But before all that happens, we've got a couple of trotters events. The Group 2 two-year-old trotters final. There's only 3 to run in this, and the Lake Mail Tip is going with the favourite 2, Empire Bay. Look, these sort of days, traditionally, it's feast or famine with favourites. They either all pretty much out of the 4, or there can be the odd upset. So just be mindful of that, but the late mail is pretty confident that Empire Bay will win the first. The second is the 3-year-old trot, only 4 to run in the Group 2 final. Bacardi Hurricane, if it does everything right, will be hard to beat. Race 2, number 4. In the third race, 7 to run in the 4 and 5-year-old combined trotters final at Group 2 level. Glenferrie Burn is the late mail horse, 7. Now, race 4 is the last round of the Rising Stars, heat number 10, and the late mailman is going with number 12, Duvella. These races are often run here at Menangle at a very frenetic tempo, and as a consequence, I think the late mailman's going for the 12, Duvella, who is a bit of a run-on horse and does draw the second row. So race 4, number 12, the mail. Now, race 5 at 12:50 is the first of the Group 1s. And here the late mail tip is going with number 14, Amaretto, the favourite. This could well be her very much deserved first Group 1 and also a first Group 1 for Ashley Grives. Race 5, number 14. Race 6 is the 2-year-old filly's final, and the late mail is number 7, Don't Think Twice, looking to become a dual Group 1 winning filly. Race 6, number 7. Go then to race number 7, the 2-year-old Colts and Geldings final, number 1, 3 of the best is the late mail, drawn perfectly, looks hard to toss in race 7, horse 1. Race number 8, and it's the 3-year-old Colts and Geldings. This race was blown right open when our Waikiki Beach failed to secure a start in the semi, and it's a pretty open event. Look, number 9 is the late mail, a good effort in its semi last week. Sam's the master, race 8, number 9, and will be reasonable odds too, I suspect. Race 9 is the 3-year-old Phillies, Heaven's Trend, no push away from her to make it the picket continuation. Number 4, Heaven's Trend. Go then to race number 10. It's the Len Smith Mile at Group 1 level, and Lenny the Shark on the back of a solid trial here during the week. And Lenny the Shark, perfectly drawn, one would suspect, in Barrier 2 in a very high-quality field. Won't get it all its own way. Horses like a Hoka Punter, Hector JJ, and some of the good run-on horses in the race, but Lenny the Shark, the male. And in the last, the 4-year-old Entires and Geldings, the late male, in a probably the most open of the Group 1s, I think, for Chum Lee is the late male. I've left it out of my selections, but the late mailman's put it in Chum Lee in race 11. We're about 22 minutes away from the commencement of this mammoth 11 race card. 7 Group 1s, 3 Group 2s, the Rising Stars final heat. Should be a cracking day, and I'll be along with a fixed odds update around about 5-6 minutes prior to each of the events today. Good luck with your fancies. Strap yourself in. It's going to be a great day.
And Amanda Rando will join us 7 to 8 minutes prior to each race with her late mail. Pacing rewind today is a look ahead to today's meeting at Tabcorp Park Menangle, and Greg Hayes to preview the big Group 1s for us. Hazy, good morning.
Good morning to you, Simon. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Okay, so we've got the first not too far away. Let's get your thoughts on these big Group 1s. The first of those is Race 5, which is the Mare's Final of the Breeders' Challenge, and a 3's on favourite at $1.30, Amaretto, who's drawn the outside of the second row.
Yeah, mate, she's looking for a first Group 1 win. She's won 16 races. She placed in this race as a 3-year-old last year after galloping away. She's better now than she was 12 months ago. She's extremely tough. She's lost a little bit of a high speed, but she can just, Ashley Grimes looking for her group one, first group one as well. She can just let this race unfold in front of her. And as soon as the speed goes out of the race, she'll dash around them and she can sit outside them or roll to the top. Amaretto looks a really good start to the quaddie, 14 on top. Now, outside of those, I thought Makes Every Sense was beaten in her semi-final. She ran fourth behind Helen's Bonus, but they went a ridiculous 26-5 first quarter, and she did all the work on that occasion. She got into a battle with Nikki No-No. Helen's Bonus was able to sit off and beat her for speed. But Makes Every Sense a class mare in the race and is the main danger to Amaretto. Outside of those, I thought Helen's Bonus was good in her semi-final. She's since been beaten as a very short price favourite at $1.40. But she would enjoy watching them speed along up in front. And the best of the rest, number four, Kiang Tora, who might be able to pounce on the early lead. So I'm going 14, 13, 8 and 4 in the first of the group ones.
14, 13, 8, 4, the second of the group ones. Race 6 is the Breeders' Challenge for the two-year-old fillies. In this race, the emergencies are the scratching Celebrity Look and Miss Ami Sloy. And odds on for Don't Think Twice here at $1.75. Best backed around this favourite, Rock and Roll Emma, $6.50. She's drawn the pole. And $7.50 for DiCaprio.
A little bit worried about the two main dangers to the favourite here. Rock and Roll Emma, not the best of beginners, but may well get crossed early, and that might take her out of play. DiCaprio is another horse off the second row who doesn't look well drawn. Seven Don't Think Twice should get a... Well, Jason Grimson's got options at the start. He's just having the time of his life at the moment. He's leading the Rising Stars coming into the final race. This filly's already provided him with his first group one. She doesn't have to be driven off the arm. If she rolls off the gate nicely, expect Jason to go forward. If she comes out with them, he can just take his time and move across in front of them. I've got her on top. Hardest to beat for me is number four, Might and Main. She finally comes up. She's only won the one race, but she finally comes up with a good draw and a big race, and I think that's going to be a big plus for her. Adam Sanderson's going to take the drive for Bernie Hewitt. I don't think she'll be far away when the whips are cracking. Outside of those, I thought, look, DiCaprio is one you've got to include. She does have a little bit of a tendency to over race, which is a concern. The back row draw might actually help her with that. She might not have to get too revved up to hold a spot in the early stages. She needs to relax. If she does that, she's definitely one that can run home. And of the rest, I thought number two, Jovial Rock's run last time out was really good. I don't think it was a fluke. And I think she's worth throwing into your first four. So number two, Jovial Rock for fourth.
Okay, that's the second of the group ones across to race seven. Now this one for the two-year-old Colts and Geldings, and emergencies have come out of this one. Jillaby Bandit and He's a Cracker. We've got black figures for the favourite here. Three of the best, $2.
Sorry, mate. Yeah, what are those prices?
$2.40 for three of the best, $3.20 for Conviction, and $6.50 for Bullet Stride.
Yeah, look, I think the market's right. There's been really good support for three of the best. He went up the second favourite at around the $3.50 quote. He's been backed into that $2.40. He was beaten in a heat here 2 runs ago when he ran fourth, but nearly ended up on his nose, and since then has come out and won his semi-final very impressively, showed speed and proved too strong. I think he's the way to go, three of the best. Hardest to beat is the other semi-final winner, Conviction. He was very good in his semi-final, went very quick, 153.2, but he did have barrier one on that occasion. He showed good speed. He came out of the gate in 26.8. I wouldn't be surprised to see Amanda Turnbull light him up from barrier nine. Interestingly enough, he's a son of For a Reason, and of course, For a Reason has won big races here at Menangle in the past.
You there, Greg?
Yeah,
sorry, the phone just sort of dropped out momentarily.
Okay, with Bullet Stride for third. I thought he was driven upside down in his semi-final to qualify. He fell in, he finished sixth, the top six going through. I think he is definitely one that one you can include in your trifectas. A lot of chances outside that for your first four players, and you're probably best to be throwing them all in. I've thrown in Sackheim for fourth because of the barrier draw. He's drawn on the back of the one. Three of the best, and he did finish third in his semi-final. So I'll put Sackheim in for fourth, but you can probably bracket three or four. I think it's a fairly big gap away from those top three to the rest.
Okay, so that's in race seven. Over to race eight, the group one Breeders' Challenge for the three-year-old Colts and Geldings. And emergencies out of this one, Captain Rocky and Old Studley Road. We had Brad Hewitt on Pacing Rewind last week. He's with the $1.95 favourite now, Arm of the Gun. And then it's out to $5.50, Greg, for Sam's the Master.
Yeah, I think this market has totally overreacted to the fact Arm of the Gun's drawn well. I don't doubt that he's a very strong horse. I don't think he deserves to be $1.95 in this race. I think there's so many other winning chances. It's a race where you can play wide, back a few and sell a profit. Nine Sam's the Master is my on-top selection. He's a wide draw, but he's in super form. You just can't knock the horse. He's 1-9. He's been placed in five from his 17 starts. He went 152.5 last week. He came from just off the speed on that occasion. He's very versatile, and I think he proves better value or provides better value than nine. I think number 14, Match in Heaven. For mine, Swap the Gates, Arm of the Gun, Match in Heaven around. Match in Heaven would be entitled to be $1.90 or $1.95. He's the best horse in the race, but he's got a really tough draw. He should trail through okay. He was a winner of the Young Derby, and I think he's getting out to silly odds. Outside of those, I thought 13.408 is the fastest horse in the race. He can't do a lot of work. If he can be saved up for the one run, expect him to dash at them late. And I threw in Arm of the Gun as best of the rest, but I'm leaving out a horse like Charleval. It's a race where the $1.90 favourite could miss the top four. So I think in your trifecta, your first fours, your quaddies, play a few here. I've got 9, 14, 13 and 4.
Over to race 9, the three-year-old filly's final. And the emergencies get a start here with the scratchings of Miss Dew and Merrywood Ruby. 210 for Heaven's Trend here. Greg, Jillaby Jitterbug is at 320 and 550 for My McKenzie.
Yeah, look, all week I've been tipping Heaven's Trend. I'm just starting to warm towards Jillaby Jitterbug because she's going to be in front. Her win last week was really good. She went 153.4. She led. She didn't have to run a very fast first half, but she was able to sprint home very quickly. Look, I'll stick with Heaven's Trend. I've been with her all week, but it's a race where, again, I'm not just going one out. You know, the $2.10 is probably right. You know, if you run this race, you know, 100 times, she's going to be winning it 50 times. She's been, she's a better three-year-old. She's improved from a two-year-old day. She won this race as a two-year-old last year, so she's going to be right in it. She's unbeaten at Menangle. I've got her on top. Hardest to beat 3, Jillaby Jitterbug, but I've got massive, massive respect for her. 7, My McKenzie. No surprise to see her be better from last week's semi-final run where she was easily held by Jillaby Jitterbug, and best of the rest, I see Diamonds. It's got that lightning gate speed that we saw in the semi-finals last week when she led from barrier 10. So my number's there. I'll go 4, but there's not much between the 4 and the 3. 4, 3, 7 and 5.
Okay, that brings us to this afternoon's tab.com.au Len Smith Mile, and a tab jackpot on the first four of $50,000. Emergencies miss out with the run, Jillaby Jagger and Lochinvar. Lenny the Shark is $1.35. A Hocker Punter is at $5.50, and then wider out to 9 for Hector JJ.
Yeah, I think the market's right here. They could nearly go favourite out because Lenny the Shark would be winning. I don't think he's got the gate speed, and they wouldn't want to get involved in the early burn. I wouldn't think they'd be happy just to hold their position early, let the speed. They might run a 26.5 second first quarter if Lenny the Shark's within a length or just over. He can then work around to the death seat, control the race from there. He'll prove too strong for them. He's too quick for them. He's too fast for them. He's too strong for them. He'll be winning. Hardest to beat in the race is number 6, a Hoka Punter. He was super impressive here at Menangle last week. That was his debut on the track. He led and he proved too strong. He'll have to be at his best to challenge the champ this afternoon. I thought Frith, she's getting out to silly odds. She's not going to, she's got gate speed. I wouldn't be thinking that they'd be wanting to zoom out against the boys. But if she lands into a nice spot, she goes okay and she races this track so well. And I thought It Is Billy might get a nice run off the inside of that second row. So I've thrown in number 12 for fourth. But plenty of chances outside the favourite. He's a good anchor for that first four jackpot. 2 on top, harness to beat 6, thrown in 7 for third, and number 12 for fourth.
And race 11, the last of the group ones, is the final for the four-year-old Entires and Geldings. Emergencies for Landerer, Sporty Spook come out. And the market on this race has got $3 for He's a Dude, $3.50 for Spare Me Days, and then $6.50 for Kept Under Wraps.
Simon, what price Ego Dan?
Ego Dan, $12.
Yeah, I've been tipping Ego Dan all week. He's run in the semi-final last week with Super. He just got tied in the last 60 or 70 metres. He hit the front, but had to come from a long way back, came from one out, four back. His run was super. They got home in 28.7. I think that run would have topped him off nicely. He's got a front row draw this time. I like that. And I think at $12 each way, he is super value in the last. 7 Ego Dan, an each way, all day tip. Hardest to beat is number 14, which is Spare Me Days. He's the class runner in the race. He beat the open class horses in the Bulleye Cup 3 runs ago. He will be suited if there's some speed on. He's a better hunter than hunted. And I think Spare Me Days, if forgotten about and comes with a one run, he can be in the finish. Outside of those, I thought he's a dude. Look, I think he's better over the longer trip here. I think he's vulnerable over the mile. He's not brilliantly fast, but he can hold his top speed for so long. And therefore, I think some of the quick horses can get him. And I've thrown him Mouse in the House, number 13 for four. So 14, Ego Dan on top. That's number seven, hardest to beat. Number 14, Spare Me Days. Number eight, He's a Dude. And I've thrown in number 13, Mouse in the House for four.
Okay, well, with a couple of shorties on the card like Lenny the Shark, we might as well make Ego Dan the value each way, your best each way bet for the day.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. I just think if you're backing that way, you're not going to be disappointed, and you're going to, with so many winning chances, the place odds should be pretty good.
Yeah, $3 for the place. Maybe a 5x15 or something type approach.
Sounds perfect, mate.
Good on you, Hazy. Good stuff. Enjoy the afternoon.
Will do. Thank you.
Now let's get to Amanda Rando for her late mail on the first race, which isn't too far away. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Yeah, great day ahead, and kicking off with race one here, it's a Group 2 final for the two-year-old Trotters, three-horse race. I've stood out the two, Empire Bay, the favourite. He has the talent to win this, and I think he's the best horse in the field. He can do things wrong, Simon, but look, being a three-horse field, trainer driver Blake Fitzpatrick has no need to rush him. He won at this track three starts ago and hasn't finished worse than fifth in his six starts to date. A danger you can consider is the three Shang Fang Sword. He has shown gate speed in his starts to date. He went a miss last start but still ran third, and prior to that was well behaved. So good manners will prevail in this race. And then, of course, including the one, Nana's Eyes for third. So race one, I've got the two on top ahead of three and one.
So two from three and one. And Amanda, you'll phone in throughout the afternoon about 7 to 8 minutes prior to each race with the mail.
Yes, we'll do. So really looking forward to it, Simon. I think we've got a really good day ahead.
Yeah, good stuff. Enjoy it, Amanda. We'll catch you before race two.
Sounds good.
The first at Menangle is due in just 9 minutes, and only the field of three in the first. Shang Fang Swords, $1.90. Empire Bay is at $2. And Nana's Eyes is at $5.60.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
It's time now to turn our attention to greyhound racing and a big night at Wentworth Park last night with the Group 1 Pete Mossman Classic. Stewie Turner from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, good morning.
Morning, Simon. How are you going today?
Very well, thanks. Big night at Wentie, and the result going to Jason Thompson.
Yeah, that's right. Jason Thompson, as you said there, he's celebrating once again. He took out the Quinella in last night's Peter Mosman Classic. Book 40, pipping his kennel mate Invictus Rapid to take the title. And Simon, what an absolutely fantastic race it was. A great effort by Book 40.
We'll hear the replay shortly if anyone missed the race. But first of all, winning trainer Jason Thompson is on the line. Jason, good morning to you and congratulations.
No, thanks very much.
Jason, you said before the race that you thought Invictus Rapid would make the early running, but were you surprised by how well Book 40 came at the finish? That was a fantastic effort by him.
Yeah, I was. I was more hoping that Invictus Rapid, he's began well in his heat and his semi, that the fact that he'd sort of drawn underneath most of the speed in the race, that if he could begin, hopefully he could lead, and that sort of panned out pretty well for him. Probably began the best he ever has in his whole career, really, to come out running and find clear the dog in box three by the winning post and have a fairly good lead. But obviously I was watching him, and then next minute I saw Buck 40 looming through the catching pen, but he was probably still 4 lengths off him, and even at that stage I really couldn't have seen or imagined that he'd be able to run the other dog down. But to his credit, he really lifted very late in the race and, got up underneath him and, clearly got there by a neck. So it was a terrific effort by him.
If you missed the Pete Mossman Classic from Wentworth last night, here's a replay.
Racing, Ritza Lenny stumbled over at the beginning. Shimmer Song began brilliantly. Invictus Rapid showing great burn. Invictus Rapid went to the lead. Put up four to Buck 40, going to second. They'll followed by Shimmer Song's Embora Idol, Ritza Lenny, then Runway Idol, El Magnifico, and Tap Out Scarlet at the rear. Invictus Rapid in the lead. One danger, Buck 40. They turn the corner. Invictus Rapid in front. Buck 40 reeling him in. Invictus Rapid, Buck 40 drives. Nailed him. Back 40 nailed Invictus Rabbit right on the line. Ritza Letty in third position.
Yeah, there you go. There's the replay. So wonderful with Jason securing the Quinella there. Buck 40, Stewie. Who was your on top? Your on top selection was Shima Song, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And well, Shima Song started okay, but unfortunately. Faded. Ritza Lenny, the race favourite, unfortunately missed the kick badly at the start, but put in a fantastic run to finish third. But to get a Quinella in a race like this, it's a fantastic achievement by Jason. And Jason, I know you've won a few of these now, but well, how special is it for you to get these wins in these big races? You keep getting them, but it's a fantastic achievement. How much pride do you get from them?
Oh, look, I mean, you get a lot of satisfaction, particularly you know, when travelling the dogs, and look, it's just a great effort by the, you know, the dogs that, any dog that travels interstate to make a final, because it takes, you know, a lot of effort by, I suppose, the dog and the trainer to, in a 3-week series, to sort of fun up each week and hopefully get through and then ultimately make the final. So once you're there, you're just very proud of the dog's achievements to get there. And then obviously with the result last night, you know, I was that proud of both the dogs, and to think that, you know, probably everything went to script for both of them, that there was no excuses for either one. They both got clean runs into the first corner, and I suppose, you know, it was more, as it turned out from the catch and pen, just a 2-hour trial for them, and there was really little in it when it come down, you know, down to the line. There was only a neck between them, and that's probably the difference in ability. They're very, very closely matched, and you know, I suppose if Invictus Rapid doesn't leave the fence in the home straight, he probably wins the race. But you know, that didn't happen, and the other dog got up underneath him, and you know, there's a neck between them, and that's probably on ability. That's all there is between them. Very little.
And Jason, I know your son Ben, a fantastic apprentice jockey. He rode the two winners at Flemington yesterday. What a wonderful day for your family! I mean, have you stopped celebrating yet? I mean, it must just have been a fantastic 24 hours for you.
Oh yeah, it was. I mean, you know, because I drive up, I leave about 7 o'clock in the morning to drive through to Wentworth Park during the day, and you know, watching the races. On the way up, it was a big thrill just to... It's a great thrill just watching him ride, especially in the city, but, you know, to see him ride the winner of race two and race three at Flemington yesterday, you know, I couldn't have been prouder. And what he's done is just amazing, really, and sort of exceeds anything that I do with the dogs. I think he's, you know, just so proud of him, and we all are, that to see where he's got to. And, yeah, it certainly was a great day, and obviously one we won't forget for a long time.
And following the race, Mark Duclos, that was trackside for Sky Racing, caught up with owner Davey Pringle.
Pringle, the man who bred Buck 40, the man who owns it. Well done, Davey boy.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Bloody magnificent, mate. Good, and the best bloke in the best trainer in the country's training, mate. And to bring him up from Melbourne, like you said, 10-hour drive. I left early this morning to come out and do that. One and two, you know, was... He speaks for himself.
You're having the time of your life lately with this dog, and burn one down as well.
That's right, mate. And the old boy, old Buck, I've had that much faith in him, mate, and offered a lot of money with him when I retired him. And he's just me mate, and you can't get rid of your mates. So
that's Buck Fever we're talking about.
That's right, yeah, the old boy. So now go give him a plug, mate. That's two group ones and a group two one, and there's still burn one down to come, mate. So
plenty of celebrations?
Oh, yeah, a few more.
Davey Pringle here at Wentworth Park.
Yes, Mark Duclos catching the post-race celebrations. Their best trainer in the country, Jason, that's a nice accolade.
Oh, look, I think it's just a heat of the moment sort of thing. There's, you know, I think everybody that's got a greyhound does a great job, and we're all on a, you know, we're all, no one's any better than anyone else, and you know, we had a good night last night, that's all I'll say, and I think everybody was happy.
Well, thanks very much for being a part of Tab Talk. We better wrap it up. We've got Menangle pressing, but once again, well done with the achievement last night at Wentworth Park. And hopefully we'll have you again soon to discuss a few more wins.
Yep, no worries. Thank you.
Jason Thompson there. And Stewie, just as I come back to you as we wrap it up, this afternoon in Victoria, heats of the Bendigo Cup and some of Victoria's best greyhounds going around.
Yeah, definitely. Really looking forward to this one. Should be an absolutely cracking series for this one down in Bendigo this afternoon. I think a couple of the standouts for me, Ultimate Magic in box one of Heat 5 and Weekend Binge as well in box five of that same heat. I think one of those two will be celebrating. But fantastic day at Bendigo this afternoon and a great week of racing coming up in New South Wales. So plenty to enjoy as ever, Simon. It's going to be another cracking week. And of course, your Fields form and expert picks will be available at thedogs.com.au.
Is of course the Wentworth Park, the whole program for the Pete Mossman Classic went back a week, didn't it? It would have been on last Saturday night, but of course for the first week of the heats we were washed out.
It did, and thankfully it was dry last night. It was certainly very chilly, and I know as a Pommy I shouldn't be moaning about the weather, but it was definitely a bit cold last night. But look, a fantastic performance by Jason Thompson. He's such a modest guy, but good on him. To score a Quinella in a race like that is such a fantastic achievement, and I think Book 40 will next be going in the Harrison Dawson, I think Jason told me last week. That's coming up in a couple of weeks, so look, definitely one to keep an eye on there. But well done, Jason. And Connections on a fantastic night.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Stu, and we'll touch base again next Sunday.
See you later, mate. You have a great day.
Stuart Turner there from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Sam Menangle coming up in just a moment. Now, following this, Gary Cleese will preview Mwillimbah for us. Damien Courtney to take a look at the Gold Coast. They've got an early start with race one, 11:32. Then we'll have more late mail from Amanda Rando with the second at Tabcorp Park Menangle at 24 past 11. Our late mail for Port Augusta will be provided by Pete Ellis. And Gil Gandra today, the Tab Saddle Up Sunday meeting that was transferred from Coonamble, will be held at Gil Gandra. Mick Wallace with that preview around 11:34. But now scoring up for race one at Tabcorp Park Menangle as once again we welcome in Fred Hastings.
Getting set here, Simon. Coming up well, Empire Bay, race favourite, Empire Bay favourite. Just about set. Ready, green light, go there racing. And one of the first to get underway is Shang Fang Sword. It began well and is going up in search of the early lead. And Shang Fang Sword will go clear by two or three lengths on Empire Bay in the initial stages of the race with 1,400 metres left to go. And in that move, that'll relegate Nana's Eyes to the rear of the field as they sweep out of the straight in the two-year-old Trotters final at Group 2 level. And it's Shang Fang Sword looking for its maiden victory. And it takes them into the back straight, leading a length on Empire Bay. And third and last is Nana's Eyes as they run inside the 1,200 metre peg and work their way towards the long run down the back of the track. First quarter was 31.3, and it's Shang Fang Sword taking them into the back straight, leading a length on Empire Bay, and Nana's Eye still third and last, and they're racing quite compact, and no one's put a foot wrong at this juncture as they run down the back of the track. Leader Shang Fang Sword, clear by one, sitting on its back in second spot, stalking it as the odds-on favourite. And that's Empire Bay, who closed out at around $1.50 on the tote, and still third and last, but only a length away is the roughie in the small field, Nana's Eye. So the three of them work their way off the back straight now. They've got 700 metres left to run, and the second split was 32.2. That's a 63.5 half, and as they run off the back straight turn at the 600 metres, it's Shang Fang Sword leading Empire Bay, the race favourite. Favourite coiled in behind in second spot, and third is Nana's Eyes as they run down the side. They're between bends and the leader going okay, Shang Fang Sword. But now Blake Fitzpatrick takes the favourite away from the inside to give chase, and it's out after the leader as they swing in for home. Third split, 30-2. Empire Bay's just about on terms with Shang Fang Sword, and they were followed by Nana's Eyes, who made a break. But it's Empire Bay going for home at the top of the lane. It gets a half length in front of Shang Fang Sword, who sticks on. They're clear of Nana's Eyes, but it's Empire Bay. First favourite below the 100 metre mark is still two lengths clear, starts to pull right away, and Empire Bay is going to go right on with the job. Empire Bay wins the first of the Group 2s, wins it by 2.5 lengths to Shang Feng Sword, and about to make it 60 odd metres away back. Third and last is Nana's Eyes, who trotted faultlessly until they swung for home and then made a gallop. It's finished third and last of the group, 28-1 last quarter, and 2.18 the mile trotted.
To Empire Bay for Blake Fitzpatrick at $1.50, second to three, Shang Fang Sword, third to one, Nana's Eyes.
Empire Bay, Blake Fitzpatrick, who trains for M. Taylor. Empire Bay is a bay gelding too by the Prez out of Miss Adelaide, and Empire Bay notches up win number two at start number seven and trotted faultlessly, tucked in behind the tempo before finishing on best to win it by 8.5 metres in a time of 2.18, splits 31.3, 32.2, 30.2, 28.1. And gee, it was a long way back to the other by the time I got to it, 102 metres back to third. So the margins are 8.5 metres. And it was 102.75 between second and third. So 2-3.